lifting spirits. As the pair followed their tour guide through the factory, they were introduced to a room where it was labeled to have asphyxie-lifting drinks. As the group had taken a short break, the pair had made sure to try not to be spotted by the gator, or anyone else, so that they could have a little fun with the fizzy drinks. One of the two, a female horse, took a peek out and around for a minute to make sure no one was coming back to check and see if there was anyone left behind. Once the coast was clear, her and her friend had darted into the room where they took in the sight. It was a big, wide room with walls like the other. As the chamber climbed into the sky, it had narrowed down a bit as well, as looking more like a tube with featureless walls. In the middle of the room was an ominous-looking table, more like a bar counter than anything. It was round with drinks placed on the edges around the sharp metal triangular fingers that curved towards the center as bubbles floated out of the hole they partially covered. The mare, a clean caramel brown-colored girl with a bigger top than she had below the waist with her sandy-colored belly that came to a point in between her breasts, had leaned up against the table, too, and began to chat up her partner in crime. That partner was nothing more than an average wolf. Nothing too muscular, nor big, nor small. No extra weight on his bones or anything. What he lacked in an interesting shape, he made up with his gorgeous hair. It was thick and long, as it was combed from one side of his head over to the other, leaving half of his head uncovered with his locks. "So, I told you this was going to be awesome, right?" She looks at him with a big grin showing off her perfect row of teeth. "Yeah, you're right. I thought this was going to be some dumb little thing where we just got little treats at the end." He had walked over to the table and felt the smooth marble top as he looked back up to his mare. "Super secret drinks like these should be enjoyed. Only by the most super secret spies, like us." He'd given her a toothy grin as he grabbed one of the bottles and lifted it up in a toast for her. She happily obliged him to his request. The two had hoisted themselves up onto the counter as he took a sip from the bottle. The two felt a tickling feeling as the wolf had sneezed from the feeling as the horse shivered after a little burp. "Oh, jeez, this stuff is so carbonated! Guess it's a good thing it's still in testing, right?" She looked over to her companion to see him nod his head in reply.
"Yeah, girl, you're right on that note."
As he set down the bottle to look over to her.
"At least they got the flavor right so far."
He'd taken the time to pique his curiosity by looking into the covered opening in the middle of the table to see what was in there. Nothing. Not a thing. It was pitch black, whether because little light got in or because it was so far down was out of his mind. He let out as he picked back up his drink to enjoy with his mate. The two had taken time. It felt like it must have been a while they were there as they managed to down a few of the bottles. The mare had been looking around at the boring, empty walls while she finished her last drink. "Hey, you think we should get going?" she asked as she turned to her friend. "I'm kind of getting bored just sitting here with nothing to do but drink this stuff and look outside for people." As the two started to leave, the mare had come under cramps as she lost her balance and fell towards the table in the middle. From the entrance, the wolf had come running to her before the same came to him. The two in pain as they started to belch a little. The mare felt a smooth middle and it was tight. Not like she had kept it fit and trim, but like there was something physically making her belly hard to press into. "Ah! Are you okay, wolf?" She managed in between the bouts of pain. Seeing her friend was going through the same thing, he let out a moan as he grunted trying to get to her, at least to have the table to rest on.
"Oh god, I don't know what, but it hurts!"
The horse girl could see and feel her belly was pressing outwards against her hand. The pain was still there, but it was more manageable now. As she looks over to her friend, the same seemed to be happening to him as well. The two in shock could even manage words to communicate to one another as they tried to press whatever was inside of them back out, or down. The girl could feel her body swelling, if that was the right word for it. It shouldn't be, but it was. She could feel the pressure building up in her chest, hips, and butt. It didn't feel good, but she tried what she could to press the pressure out. Her wolf friend, on the other hand, not only had a belly, but his arms and thighs looked thicker as well, as his chest starting to bump out a bit. While she herself felt like she was turning to some weird bloated thing, he looked like he was turning into a single round ball. "What is going on?" she yelled to him. All he could do was yell back, "I don't know! I don't know! I don't know what is happening!" He let out a little cry as his voice cracked. Before the two completely lost their balance, both startled, but only the mare let out a squeak of a gasp as her belly and boobs lifted her up, while the wolf started to turn as his feet left the ground. "Help!" she cried to her friend as she tried what she could to move in the air. Unfortunately, the only direction the two went was up. The mare seemed to go up higher, faster. Maybe it was because of how much of her was blowing up. Her breast started to lift up past her chin, her belly pressing out in all directions. Her butt grew past her arm's reach, as well as her biceps and thighs thickening, leaving her forearm and legs as thin as they were before lacking any fat on them. She could feel her neck start to get stiff as well. The wolf stuck under her, and he was still growing his ball belly as his thigh stayed, a fair pace with his thickening middle. The same could be said with his arms as they kept size up with his swelling chest that stuck out as its own separate bump on his rounded body. "We're blowing up!" he yelled to her. "Why are we turning into..." He let out a burp before he resumed. "Turning into balloons!" The horse that brought him to this place couldn't think why. "I don't know! It hurts, though! How are we going to get out of here now?" she asked him, as the two continued to swell upwards into the thick tube above.
"Well, how should I know? This was your idea, you nitwit!" he lashed at her.
She let out a little rumble. In her exaggerated bloated form, he looked like a ball, like a blimp. His body was nearly round with his limbs bulging out into their own tires, his neck and cheeks cutting off his ability to move and even muffle his voice.
"I'm getting tight!"
Her body had wedged into the vent as he helplessly bounced on her butt. He could feel himself getting tighter by the movement, his hide creaking and crackling like a balloon now more than ever. His body rolled around between her body that stuck out and the curved ceiling that ended where the tube used to be. As his gaze rolled to the floor, he could see the spiked top of that metal covering in the middle and was instantly filled with dread. The horse girl felt herself stop in the tube. With a surprise eep, she let out a sigh of relief when she found out that she was safe now. Nothing worse could happen anymore. Now all she had to do was figure out how to get down from here, or even unwedge from the pipe. She couldn't tell what was going on outside around her friend was, but at least she had time to rest herself with her fat cheeks, breast, some belly, and her rubbery thick arms. As she pawed around herself and tried to feel how big she was, she looked around to see what was around. There wasn't much other than that fan that blew freshening down the air on her. To her surprise, she heard a muffled cry to her, even though she could hardly make it out.
I can't talk anymore!
The wolf had lost almost any resemblance of what he was. His chest barely stuck out as a bump compared to his blimp of a body. His arms and legs nothing more than mounds with little party balloons for fingers and toes. He could hear the air rushing into himself as it bubbled and cracked, his hide croaking, creaking, and groaning in a deep response. He could hear even the slightest sounds through it, his hide. He wouldn't be able to see through his cheeks, but he was sure he had to become transparent. He felt himself stretching to his limit as the pain started to kick in. As each little tick his body inched outwards, there was a sound like a firecracker went off. It was loud and it pinged into him. He felt a sharp prick into some side of him as he went off with a loud bang. It rumbled throughout the room as it managed to force the horse a little further up the tube from the force. The girl, with surprise, shot up a little as she shook around a moment before her heart sunk. With her own fatty face, she let out a muffle.
"What are you doing?"
She tried to press into herself to get out before she noticed that she had been growing the whole time. Her arms that lay somewhat flat on her hurtable of boob and belly now started to stand up as her arm bent down to even touch herself. Her neck started to press into her, not only her breasts, but her swelling chest that was underneath. She could feel herself rubbing up the walls as each inch she gained. She could feel a little tug as her body set itself back into place. She had nowhere to go but up. Her massiveness was impossible to reverse at this point, and that fan kept getting even close by the moment. She felt like a sausage. She didn't feel tight around, but she felt numb from her sheer size. She began to panic as she tried to press herself down the tube. It became futile as her arm lost what little mobility they had. As she could do nothing more than feel her neck as it pressed outwards in between the rubbery flesh that were her breast. As the fan came within mere inches of her, she let out what yell she could as she had a last-ditch effort to call for before anything else registered, the fan caught her. She did feel a light tug on her for a moment before there was nothing left but a loud blast. As the tour guide came back to the room where there was noise, she looked around with her green and teal hide. She asked, "Hello? Anyone in here?" As she noticed the room was a mess, she blinked awkwardly and thoughtlessly. "Now why is there a mess in here?" She watches as there was gray and white dust scattered about, all the while two different types of brown scraps filtered to the floor.
This is weird,"
she thought to herself as she entered the room to pick up the red phone on the wall and punched in one of the numbers on a card taped to the wall next to it.
"Yeah, I didn't notice it before, but there is a mess in the fizzy room."
She paused for a second and nodded before giving and answering the voice.
"All right, I'll be sure to give Evry a voucher to come in for the tour tomorrow."
She hung up the phone and left the room whistling to herself.